my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Tuesday morning. Oh, what a great day this is. When I say it's Tuesday morning, it's that time here in the Pacific West. But, oh my goodness, you're 16 hours ahead of us in the Philippines and in Japan and in China and Hong Kong and Singapore. And so if you're in the middle of the night, let's see, it's bedtime. Wake up! I'll be quiet. Go to sleep. It's okay. All right. And thank God for all of you. My goodness, what a joy. You're driving today. I wonder, has it stopped snowing? Now, my friends in Minnesota, I know in Minnesota, I think it stops around July 4th, I think. Is that right? Oh, Minnesota's a great, it's a beautiful state. My wife went to Bible college in Minnesota, and I thank God for it. You know, I'd really not been in Minnesota till maybe 15, 20 years ago much, and maybe not even at all. And we were driving in from the north on that 90, somehow cut on down. It was just breathtaking. 10,000 lakes, they say. Well, we're glad you're with us. We're in Proverbs 16 on this on this 16th day of the month. Glad Day Quartet sang.
There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day. That will be a happy day, a wonderful day. That will be a happy day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. When we live a million years in that wonderful place, basking in the love of Jesus, beholding His face,
it will seem but just a moment of praising His grace.
That will be a glad reunion day. That will be a happy day, yes, a wonderful day. That will be a happy day, yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. Glad day, a wonderful day. Glad day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
One more song and then the Bible study. Before we get to that song, you know, here it is, April the 16th, and before you know it, school is going to be out and vacations will begin. And I want to challenge you, if at all possible, take a vacation. Ms. Treiber and I have not been able to have a vacation for several years now, and it just worked that way. This fall, we're going to go and see some places, it looks like, for a couple weeks. I'm really looking forward to being with her and traveling together. But I hope you'll take a vacation. And I hope you say, well, we don't have any money to go to Disneyland, Disney World, fly there, all that. Well, then, you know, go camping. Well, we live in an apartment. We don't have a backyard. Well, then borrow someone's backyard or go somewhere, do something. And but just make it a great time. But what I'm going to challenge you, don't make it all summer. Every summer, every Sunday, something's going on. No. Priority. Miss a Sunday. Maybe miss two. But let's not make this a habit that we're just gone all the time. Let's get to the house of God and make summer the best. So what I want to challenge you today, get a calendar out and look at the remaining month of April and then all of May and June and July and August and what your ambitions are with your family and what you want to get finished and if you need to paint the house outside or whatever it needs you need to do, let's figure it out and get it done. Well, the quartet or the trio sings for us a brand new home. They call themselves, this was when they're in high school, the Marion Avenue Boys. They're grown men and all fathers and servants of the King of Kings. And I love the Marion Avenue Boys from Marion Baptist Church in Washington, Iowa. A brand new home. And by the way, that brand new home is going to be paid for cash. It's being built right now. Here's the boys singing for us.
Here on earth you may talk and brag about all your wealth untold, about your silver and your gold. Mansions on display, homes in bright array, mock me as I roam. Just wait till you see my new home.
If a mansion were on earth
I roam. Just wait till you see me in my new home.
If a castle you're sporting while the devil you're cold.
Priceless jewels, rich and rare. I praise the Lord.
Yes, I praise the blessed Lord.
For mansions bright beyond compare.
So
if you think a wonder, earthly goods you squander, wait.
Today is the 16th day of the month, and so we'll look at Proverbs 16. And as you turn there, Proverbs 16, of course, in Scofield's notes, he says the contrast of goodness and evil continued. And these are great chapters to read for all of our lives. But here's what I like to do. I like to close off. Every time I get off the broadcast, I like to look back that we accomplished something for my life, for your life, for that day, for this day. And I want to give you a thought for this day that's so very vitally important for the Christian life. Our life needs to be investments. We need to make deposits every hour into that which will help us on the journey of life. The verse I want to bring to your attention today is verse number 9, a man's heart. And I go back to chapter 1 where I have the word heart, how many times it occurs. And I'm looking, my Bible is so written up. I've got marks everywhere. But the word heart in the Bible, I have every single one in my Bible, not just Proverbs, circled under red. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Everything needs to have heart in it. The second commandment is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the heart needs to be at the foundation of every relationship. The heart is the real you. It's the one that I know about myself that nobody else knows about me. I know my shortcomings, my downsittings. I know when I can be overwhelmed with fear or discouragement. I know my heart. The heart is so desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, there are certain things I know about my heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Be careful what you put in. I pray every day, and I normally touch the top of my head, and I said, Lord, today I give you my mind. And I generally touch my eyes. I give you my eyes. And touch my ears. Lord, I give you my ears. And touch my mouth. I give you my mouth. And I normally pat my chest. I give you my heart. And I know the heart is in the brain. I understand all that, one-third part of the brain. But I give you my heart. And I give you my hands. And I always make them open before God. My feet, I don't do anything with them. Sometimes I tap them, whatever. But driving a car, that's not the best thing. But I give you my heart. I give you my feet. And oftentimes, I'll sing various songs about it, but that especially take my life and let it be consecrated for Lord to thee. And then take my feet and take my hands, take my life, let it be usable to thee. And here, a man's heart, your heart. Now, I'm laboring this because the real key to this verse is going to come up, and it's something I want to leave us all with for today. Your heart, the real you. How about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that counts today. Is it black with sin? Or what's your heart like today? And so the Bible says a man's heart, watch this here, deviseth his way. Where you go in life and where I go today is devised by our heart, what we put in there. My feet can carry me anywhere I want to go, but I pray that they're in the path of righteousness. I pray that my hands, they can do anything I want my hands to do, but I pray that there be hands that would be used for righteousness, door knocking, opening the Bible, helping somebody on the pathway of life, putting my arm around my wife or my children or grandchildren, and taking my arms and my hands and squeezing others, and take my words, and even in a text to someone, may they be good words and kind words, a word spoken in a due season, how good it is, 15:22. And may I just say this, that where you wind up today, and you look back tonight at the end of the night, my heart deviseth my way, but the Lord directed his steps. God, direct my steps today, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. May God direct our words today, our thoughts today, our hands, our feet, our life. And may we look back and say that this day we brought honor to God with our life today. It's been a good day to be with you on the broadcast. And I pray that you'll have a good afternoon and evening, a good night of rest, and awake and refreshed in the morning. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow as we move into chapter 17. Father, bless our dear friends around this globe this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.